B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy!
Ahoy, Stan.
This is, of course, Joffrey. I recognize your voice anywhere. What do you want?
Oh, stop it!
What do you want?
I just... Somebody talk to...
Oh, really? Are you crying, you big baby? You big puss?
He's got a family.
Oh, Stan!
What's the matter? What's the matter, you panty waist?
He's got a family, Stan.
You have a family, don't you, Joffrey?
Uh-huh.
You are married.
I used to.
What happened? What happened, buddy? The beard finally give up the ghost and get the hell out of town with your babies, which are Pomeranian dogs. Your babies. What? She finally catch on to what you're all about. Uh-huh. Come on, you admit it.
Susan and I had a terrible fight.
You had a terrible fight with your fake wife? What happened? I'm not laughing. I'm crying for you. What happened, buddy?
Well, we were on our way back from Ohio.
From Ohio? What were you doing up in Ohio?
Visiting her folks.
Uh-huh, and they like you, don't they? Nice rugged guy like you coming up, seeing the father-in-law. He likes that.
No.
So you come back from Ohio with your beard, your wife Susan, and you get into a little argument. And what happened?
Everything was just fine.
Uh-huh.
And we decided to stop for the night.
Right. At like a motel?
Uh-huh.
Right off the highway?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Then what?
Well, everything was fine.
Okay.
We had dinner at Stuckey's.
Nice. You can't go wrong there.
And, oh.
What? It's okay. So,
never heard him this upset.
No, never. So you had dinner. What'd you have at Stuckey's, by the way?
I have the country fried whatever.
Sure.
The clam strips are really good.
Yeah, clam strips are really good.
A lot of gravy, and then top it off with banana whipped pudding.
Oh, that sounds good. Okay.
Then what?
Well, then it was bedtime.
Right, bedtime.
And I've never known Susan to be like this. But she grabbed the back of my head and said, "Get down there!"
Yeah, all right, that's
taking charge.
Yeah, taking charge, doing what you come on now.
Well, needless to say, I did what you guys would do. I burst into tears.
We wouldn't burst into tears.
Heck no.
That's a woman taking charge
right there.
Man. Tell you what she wants. She's got needs.
And I
your wife.
Up.
You what?
I threw up on her.
You threw up on her.
Uh-huh. And I said, "I can't do this, Susan."
Oh, my God. I don't believe this.
And she said, "If you can't do this, Jeff, then I'll find someone who will."
Hi. Well, she's absolutely
and
right.
And then
there.
She locked me out of the hotel and the car.
Oh, no.
And I was banging on the door, and I said, "Susan, what am I going to do?" And she yelled at me and said, "Hitch, bitch."
And meanwhile, you're standing out there in your own sick.
In my own sick, in my underpants.
Now, that couldn't have been good. Were there other people outside mingling around outside the motel?
So I just I didn't even have my phone or anything. Just right. me and my undies.
Right. What kind of underwear do you wear, Joffrey? Do you wear the jockey or the boxer?
I wear Beckham brand.
Beckham brand?
Yeah, the David Beckham collection.
Isn't that those grape huggers?
Yeah, real yeah, tight bikinis.
Haven't you seen the ads? They're really hot.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. And you'd find them especially hot. The only thing you want...
Well, I have an athletic build.
Okay. I don't want to know any more. Yeah, that's no more thanks. Information than I need.
I like to take care of my body.
Where in the country are you? You're between Ohio and Florida. Did you know what state you were even in?
One of the Carolinas.
Okay, because I know
she was driving and I was sleeping.
Yeah,
I don't know. I woke up and she said to get in the room.
Right. Yeah. Okay, all right. Hold on now.
I could think about was Princess and Pepper.
Right,
and I just wanted to get home to my baby.
I'm sure they were at a kennel or something, weren't they?
They were at the dog spa.
The dog spa. Okay,
yeah,
okay,
not
sure.
A kennel.
Sure.
On Metro.
All right. Thank you. So what did you want to do then? I mean, you're sitting out there.
I wanted to go home.
I know, but you know what? Be a man. Man up a little bit. You're out there. You're in a situation. You know, most men, instead of going in the fetal position and crying and saying, I want to go home, will go and do something about it. What'd you do, man?
Well, I did, mister. Hold on a second. I'm almost out of Virginia Slims.
You're smoking? Wait a second. Are you smoking Virginia
Susan?
You're smoking her Virginia Slims.
Oh, I like them too.
I bet you do. So what you're in a predicament now, Pansy. What did you do?
I walked up to the interstate.
Wait a second. You walked up to the interstate. Wouldn't the reasonable thing be go to the front desk, find a maybe like one of those free newspapers that you get around the motel, cover yourself up a little bit, go to the front desk and say, I've got a situation here.
I wasn't thinking clearly.
Can I get another room? I'll pay you for it as soon as
I didn't have any money.
You got the room. They know you're good for it. They got a credit card on file. You can go and get yourself another room and sleep the night off and let cooler heads prevail. Instead, no, you head up nearly nude to the interstate.
I just wanted to go home.
What did you do once you reached the highway, Joffrey?
I started to hitchhike.
You know, it's illegal to hitchhike on the interstate.
It's illegal to hitchhike.
I wasn't thinking clearly.
You're nude with your thumb out on an interstate. Sick. So sick and disgusting. All right. Okay, but I'll follow along here. You're on the interstate, nude, and you're thinking.
I was walking, and I got stickers and prickers.
Oh, sand spurs.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, those Carolinas are known for them. And so what happened?
And then I cut my foot on a broken beer bottle.
Oh, poor baby. Did you need a stitch?
No, it's all infected now.
Yeah, that could be bad.
All pussy.
So you're on the highway. You're hitching. Did anybody pick you up?
Not for a long time.
You just get. Did you stand still?
There were a lot of people were honking the horn.
I bet they were.
And somebody threw a beer at me.
That's a hate crime right there. Yeah.
But then finally, a big rig pulled over.
A big rig, an 18-wheeler. Yeah, and he. What did he say? Get up in the cab, sweetheart.
And it was hard.
Right.
Because it's really high up.
Right, and he climbed up there. 18-wheeler on a highway that time of night. Had to be a sleeper cab, right? All right, so you get into this big rig. He says, sweetheart, jump up in here. You're in the sleeper cab, and you guys start heading south. What happened?
Yeah, and he basically just said, you know, I didn't tell him the whole story. I just said, you know, I had a fight,
right.
And I hate women.
You told a trucker driving in the middle of the night with a sleeper cab who picked you up nearly nude driving south on the highway that you hate women.
You turned on the interior lamp of the cab.
Right, yeah.
And he said, hey, hey, do you see the sign? What sign? And he pointed at the sign that was, like, super glued to the dashboard.
Yeah, what did it say?
It said, cash, gas, grass, or ass, nobody rides for free.
Oh.
And then he grabbed the back of my head and said, get down there, I threw up all over him.
It's all right, Joffrey. It's all right. It's, you know what? It's all part of being a...
And then he beat me up and threw me out of the cab. And then thankfully, the sun came up, and Susan came by and saw me on the side of the road, picked me up, and threw me in the back and just said, you're pathetic, and hasn't said a word since.
So she drove you home. So are you in the same house, or have you moved out?
I'm on the street.
You're on the street, so you have nowhere to go. You know, hey, would you like me to put something up on the website or to make an announcement here on the station that you're looking for somebody to take you in? Maybe you don't want to break your marriage vows or anything. Maybe you're looking for a man to live with.
I love you guys.
Love you, but you know what? You're pathetic.
I am under such stress.
I'll tell you.
I got a tickle in my throat.
I'll tell you right now. All right.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
You have seen this incident based on sworn testimony. Can you prove that it didn't happen? Perhaps on your way home, someone will pass you in the dark. And you will never know it, for they will be...
Stan and Amy.
God help us in the future.
96 K-Rock.
What was it? Cash? Grass? Or ass? Nobody writes for me.
Mm-hmm.
Get them.
Cash, grass, ass, yeah. Or gas?
Yeah, or gas. Nobody rides for free. Yeah. Hey, Joffrey, how are you? Yeah, what, did you put some conditioner in that hair? Get down. Those truckers, I mean, I tell you, they're a special breed. They do a lot of work. They keep this country going.
And they got their own demands.
Yes, because like anything, there's an underbelly to the big wheel, 18-wheel trucker community. There's an underbelly there.
Well, much like the Major League Tennis community,
yeah.
They're all moving around, a movable feast, if you will.
Yeah, it's the truth.
It may have been Fayetteville last night, yeah. But tonight, here we are, 400 miles away.
Every line of work that you're in, there's an underbelly.
Oh, don't we know it.
In this business, the radio business, the broadcasting business, there's a horrible underbelly. Well,
not like it used to be.
That's what I'm saying. It's been cleaned up a lot. Vice came in and took care of some things. Back in the day, horrible underbelly. I've been told this. Junior, you've been in the restaurant, bartending, food business, and I know this for a fact. There in the waiter, waitress, bartender, restaurant, there's a horrible underbelly.
Yeah, there's some people you don't want to meet off the clock.
And see, because it was his destiny. Well, his destiny and Randy Bailey.
Yes.
He got me this job.
He ended up in radio, even though he didn't think it was going to be for him, because he's a legacy.
Yeah, he is.
His dad, senior, he's in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he is. And it was only logical that, through many different roadways and forks in the road and paths.
And Randy Bailey.
And Randy Bailey.
Randy Bailey, yeah.
Wound up in the radio business. But it's everywhere. There's an underbelly everywhere in any business that you're in. And any kind of thing like
that. Well, I remember you were fascinated with my tales of the shoe business.
The shoe business and, underbelly.
And I was fascinated by your tales of the restaurant business and that underbelly.
Because early in my life, I was in the restaurant business. I worked for,
Mr. Steak?
I worked for Mr. Steak before then. You remember, I worked for a gentleman that was doing...
Local.
We don't speak of him, but think of the movie The Godfather, but we don't speak of it. Had me working in the restaurant business there. Then
to
I
see if you could be trusted on that level.
Yep.
And then, you couldn't.
I could be. I was trusted. Then at Mr. Steak, I was a steak chef till I fried my leg, and then I was a busboy for a while. But I got to see the underbelly. It's 50, 40 years ago.
Do you ever regret that you chose not to go that direction? Do you think you would have been a good enforcer?
Yes. But...
I think Junior would agree.
The first person that introduced me to the devil's dandruff was in the restaurant business.
That long ago?
Oh, I was aware of it and tried it one time. I stopped. And I knew the other guy that was in the restaurant business and could supply you with as much marijuana as you wanted. And then I know back at another time, and tell me if, people listening know this that work in the service industry. If you have an established business, Junior, correct me if I'm wrong, your senior bartender has tentacles everywhere. He's probably done half the staff. He can get you whatever pill. What else? All kinds of graft.
The go-to guy.
He's the go-to guy.
The go-to guy, and he knows all the gossip and everything.
Yep, knows everything that's going on. Yep.
Yep.
And has or attempted to have every female employee there.
Or constantly flirting.
It's the underbelly of the business.
He can get things done. You got a problem? Now it'll cost you.
Yeah. Oh, you got a problem? You got a situation? You know?
He's not there to be a social worker.
You go to the bartender. He's not there to be a social... No, sir.
But if it's a problem, he can figure out how to get it done.
He's a fixer.
And if you're on his bad side, you're not going to last long.
Oh, that's... Yeah, you right again. Every business has it. Now, this business, let me tell you something. The radio business, Stan and Haney, they're in the entertainment business. No, we're bottom feeders. We're there, but we're way down the list. And back in the old days, there was I'm talking about years ago. We caught the tail end of it. The bottles in the drawer, the lines of Coke across the program director's desk.
I'm just glad we're over the days where everybody thinks they're a superstar.
Oh,
that really got to me.
Well, I've always said this: there's two kinds of broadcasters. There's the ones like us, like to stay behind the microphone. Radio's a little bit of an art you try to create, even if it's introducing music, talking about certain artists. You do your homework. You
bring
something
to the table.
You're bringing something to the table. And the other type of DJ radio person is the one that's strictly in it for the attention.
And generally talks about how great they are.
Yes. And they're the first ones that want to run up on stage when a band's playing, get their elbows out in the air like this. Everybody ready to rock! And then they get the crowd going, and then he starts telling you who he is. That's the hey, look at me radio guy. The one that always, always wants to grab that mic.
And that can work for a while. Like, I'd say a couple of years. And then it all comes crashing down.
And it comes crashing down. They get caught in that whirlwind. And
well, either that or they're not as good as they thought they were. And people start to see through their...
Yeah. We worked with many.
And you know, to think back... Because you know well at least the building where I started out.
Yeah.
And... I mean, for a reference point, the station that we're on now is 100,000 watts.
Flamethrower.
Yeah, which sounds impressive, except for most of the signal goes out over the Gulf where there are no people.
Yeah, we're in the Gulf and the Everglades.
Yep. We cover them well. But at the place where I started out, it was like a 3,000 watt FM.
Yep.
And what was that? 1,000 watt, but then it had to go down to 250
at night. 250 watts versus 100,000 watts.
Yeah. Now, when I started there, I was 15, 16 years old. And so everybody working there is an adult to me. And all of these people that are basically broadcasting for about a city block think they are gods.
Mm-hmm.
And the battles they'd get into one another over their yeah, well, you won't be doing mornings long.
Yeah.
What?
Those were the ones, because they're
and
all...
the FM was a country station.
Yeah. Big wide country.
And you would have thought you were dealing with the CMA, the Grand Ole Opry, or both. Because you'd have them coming in to do a shift in Western wear.
Yep, bolo tie.
Yep. It was the weirdest thing.
It's It's ego on parade.
And they believe it.
I know they believe it until they don't.
They believe that they're on, like, the same level as Bo Cephas.
Keep in mind, too, at that radio station, I was in that building for 3.5 years. Haney and I both knew, still early on in our radio careers, we knew the ones that were at the end of their careers, who had already put 45 years in the business, who were the big wheels in a big fish in a small pond.
Mm-hmm.
And most of
them
were
the nicest.
They were nice. A lot of them had the bulbous noses and a thermos of booze next to them.
I you know, but you bring up a good point.
They broke.
The people that came down there that were basically like retirees that just wanted to keep their hand in it because they missed it. These were people that at one point had truly been something in the business, and you'd never hear a peep out of them.
Because the business broke them.
And you're talking about one type. I'm thinking about like Bullet Bob Bandy.
Oh, Bandy's a different one. That's military.
And
I'm talking about a rockin' Ron Marr and Chuck Deal. And
no, I'm not talking about that type. I'm talking about people maybe you didn't meet.
They found him drunk on his front lawn.
That had truly been number one in New York and Chicago and all.
There's a lot of those.
And I'd go and I'd seek those guys out. And I'd go, so this guy's doing afternoons here. He's a big deal, huh? And the guy goes, well, maybe he will be, son, but we haven't seen that yet. But what about you? How come you only work part-time on the weekends? Well, son, you know, after 50 years of Chicago radio, I decided it was time for some palm trees and easy living.
Yep.
Now, if you want to know about radio, I can tell you about that.
Yep.
And I would listen to those guys and let the other guys talk.
Yep. But those guys, again, they were found glued to their recliner alone in their home.
Well, those were your local celebrities that ended up glued to the recliner.
Yep. We got to take a break. We're so late. Stan and Haney.
Oh, who cares? 96. Eddie Van Halen's dead.
I know.
Who cares?
I know. I'll get a little tribute to him in the grab bag. Some interesting stuff. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We, the management of Beasley Media Group, would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. We would like to. Yeah. But we won't. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Wednesday edition. I don't know, 20 minutes or so, we'll have the local beat. I'll also play you the new AC/DC released at midnight last night. Complete entirety.
Because I know we made you mad with the 30-second version.
Shot in the Dark is what it's called.
Is there any more information on
it? Yes, the album is going to be called Power Up. It is going to be released on November the 13th. If you go to the AC/DC website, I believe they have a track listing, but the only song released is Shot in the Dark.
They'll be releasing it in Rollvember so that we'll be ready for AC December.
Correct. Absolutely. Later on, in about a little less than an hour, Are You Smarter Than Haney? The lovely Carly will join us. Up for grabs, Busch Gardens, Hollow Scream tickets, and a parking pass. Let's do the grab bag. Stan's audio grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. US 41 North. Thanks. Eddie Van Halen. Passed away yesterday.
I was in no way prepared for that.
Age of 65. Cancer. Here, I've got several clips with Eddie.
We were just talking. When I first heard Eruption, I was 12. Stan was 16.
Yep.
And boy, did we know at the time that everything was changed? We knew something was going on.
Here's first of all, Eddie, in his own words,
I had taken lessons and learned by the book, I would not play it all the way I do.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of reading a book, I wrote my own. Because of the things that I created technique-wise and whatever the way I play, they had to reinvent a whole new way to write music because they could not explain with regular notes what I was doing with this hand. So they had to create a whole new thing called tablature. It's something that if you're a musician, you just play until the day you die. You know, it's not like, you know, I can't wait to turn 65 and retire. It's not an ordinary job. You play music, you don't work it. But at times it can be hard work to be able to play it.
Happy trails to you. Tell me again.
You want to enjoy Eddie Van Halen's guitar? Here's Eddie, isolated on Hot for Teacher. Wow. Incredible. Now you know, Eddie and Alex, for years, had to take classical piano lessons. It was their mother's insistence. And here's Eddie explaining how mother's insistence play piano, and he could never read music.
The funny thing is, I never learned how to read music. I fooled the teacher. I was just blessed with good ears. I'd watch his fingers and emulate what he did. He didn't find out until much later that I couldn't read. He actually found out one time when he was playing a new piece of music, and he asked me to turn the page for him, and I'm sitting going. He goes, "What's the matter? You're supposed to turn the page." I'm going, "What? I can't read." He's going, "What?" You know, this was after like 5 years of lessons with the guy.
And I think we've talked about this before. Eddie wanted to be a drummer.
This is interesting, and it's one of the eerie coincidences between Randy Rhoads and Eddie Van Halen. Same thing with his brother. Went out and got a drum set, and Randy Rhoads' brother ended up taking it over, and Randy's like, "Well, I guess I play guitar then."
Here's Eddie talking about it.
I quit piano lessons and said, "I want to get myself a drum kit because I like the song Glad All Over by Dave Clark Five, and I wanted to play drums." So I got a paper out, bought a St. George drum kit for $125. My mom somehow convinced my brother to still do something musically respectable, which is take flamenco guitar lessons. All I remember is me going out and throwing the papers and coming home, and he's playing my drums. And then finally, I just said, okay, he's just better than I am.
And he picked up the guitar.
See what happens when you don't fight it.
Yeah. It's hard to believe. Hallmark is already lining up their Christmas movies.
Well, I think they're really, they're jacking. I saw they're selling Hallmark Christmas movie branded apparel.
Oh, sure. This is going to be a big year for them here.
Christmas comes early at the Hallmark Channel with Hallmark's Countdown to Christmas 2020. Original Hallmark holiday movies like It's a COVID Christmas, I'm Dreaming of Election Results by Christmas, and Santa Claus is Not Coming to Town because he's high risk, he's elderly and obese. Plus, the story of a struggling Slovenian model who sits on Santa's lap only to find out he's a billionaire. Melania Trump stars in...
Who gives a f*** about the Christmas?
That is so 2020. Who gives a f*** about the Christmas? Kicks off Countdown to Christmas only on the Hallmark Channel.
I'll be tuning in.
Warm fuzzies.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see Chris Cuomo lose his mind?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Where he said something that would get us fired.
Yes. And people.
Why is it okay for him?
Because he's I don't know.
Righto.
They are snapping pictures of him all over town, not wearing a mask and mm-hmm. hooping it up.
Fredo.
You're my older brother.
I've always taken care of you, man.
Taking care of me? You're my kid brother. You take care of me?
Fredo.
I'm gonna play you an exclusive clip.
I know, Fredo. You know things. Okay.
Fredo. I know things. I'm smart. Who's... Hold on. This is... Look at it.
I can handle things. I'm
all
smart.
Right, Fredo.
Like everybody says.
All right, Fredo.
He does want respect.
Fredo.
What are we going to do about that, Stan?
Take him fishing.
Yeah, fishing, buddy.
I got the exclusive. 10 years ago, 2010, the Yoko Ono had John Lennon's catalog, solo stuff, remastered. Now, we're coming up on the holiday season. And so, Sean Ono Lennon and Yoko have decided 10 years later that they're going to hand select and remix from the master tapes John Lennon's music to be released.
The two of them.
Yeah, here's a sample.
Imagine, with a little bit louder piano and more Yoko.
Do you have Yoko's mic turned up?
Of course, John.
Hear the original recordings before they became classics. Gimme Some Truth Deluxe, the best of John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band, remixed from the original studio tapes.
People say I'm crazy.
In honor of John Lennon's 80th birthday, you've never heard these songs like this.
Why is she in a separate sound booth?
Just for soundproofing, John.
Coming soon to the recently donated section at Goodwill.
Stan?
Yeah, Annie.
You've spent more time than anyone else I know with Yoko Ono Lennon.
I've done 2 interviews with her.
What is her deal?
She is an avant-garde artist.
Is she really, or is she wise to it?
She, believe it or not, people think this is this great love story with Yoko Ono and John Lennon. She was a groupie. She knew that she wanted John
Lennon.
She knew
how to press his buttons.
And she was doing an avant-garde art show and basically kind of coerced him into attending her art show.
And then told him what he wanted to hear?
Yeah. And she grabbed him.
She mesmerized him.
Everybody knows when she broke up with him and he went on his lost weekend with May Pang.
She set that up.
She set that up. But he was probably at his most creative. And a lot of people don't know this. They think that his final album, the Double Fantasy album, was all about their love together. They made it that way because they were trying to patch their life together. Listen to his songs, other than the one with his son, but ones that he's singing to her. He wrote most of those in the Bahamas after she kicked him out, and they were feuding. They were on the verge of breakup again. And so he was in the Bahamas and wrote a bunch of those songs, and it was about them being separated.
And I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's a Beatle.
Yeah.
And falls for a middle-aged woman.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Who just tells him what he wants to hear. But the minute she stops doing that, I would think he'd snap out of it.
And I you know what? And I'm going to be very careful in saying this because a lot of people have been sued.
Stan, to be sued, you got to have something.
Yeah, and I got nothing. But all of these art galleries and the release of all of his artwork.
What are they
going to
do? Take your Opti grill from you?
Yeah. These were never intended to be seen. He didn't do these formats of art where she throws in the color, puts two of his drawings together to make one piece of art. She and a company that she operates continues to recycle artwork, and then they add what they want to add to it and sell it off as his stuff.
I guess I could see it to a certain point if she knew exactly what he wanted to hear. But the minute she stops that and starts kicking him out and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What'd she have on? She had something on him.
He was not a very strong person. He was one that always had to have a strong woman around him. His mother, his aunt. Cynthia was not a strong woman.
She was a delightful woman.
He took total advantage of her and then found another strong woman like Yoko and followed her.
You know, I think that's a big difference between the two of us. I think I got along so well with Cynthia, but you kept going back to Yoko over and over again.
We're going to take a break. Grab bag brought to you by
North. Don't go back to her. And you go, Haney, I have to.
You know who was a...
And then you looked at me very respectfully and said, you don't have to be a part of it, but I have to go.
You know who was absolutely delightful who we had on was when we had Patty Boyd on.
Oh, my
God. She was spectacular when we had her on the air. And she was, of course, married to George Harrison and Eric Clapton.
That's not fair. She's Layla. She's a goddess.
And she was, when we had her on the air, she was the most delightful. And she was willing to tell stories. And tell you all, I'd love to get her back on.
As a guitar player, I have to say, I was really attracted to her.
Yes! We'll be back.
I don't know why.
Well.
She just seemed like a, you know, normal person. But to me, as a guitar player,
she was something.
Drove me nuts.
Yeah. We'll be back. Jeez. Stan and Haney, 96, your muse.
America is on the go.
Stan and Haney.
As a traveling companion.
96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Engineered for extra listening hours.
That's right. In just a second, we'll give you the local beat story. Junior, you've seen this unbelievable local beat story at the Coastland Mall in Naples. And have the mugshot ready for Haney. I think he'll love it. Hey, new AC/DC.
Thank you, Angus.
Yeah, rolling by.
getting.
Album comes out November 13th. That shot in the dark. The album's called Power Up. You know what you're getting, and it's great.
Love that riff.
Yep. I'm so glad they're back.
It's comforting, isn't it?
It is, because a year and a half ago, we didn't know if any of them would be playing again together. That's good stuff. And talking to our program director is sharp. He told me beforehand I had shot in the dark, and it was released at like midnight this morning. I says, God, I'm going to be playing the new AC/DC during the show. He goes, fine. It's already in the system. It's already done.
He knows what he's doing.
He knows what, yep. It's already, knows it's right there. So you're going to be hearing it quite a bit now on K-Rock.
He did have a good laugh with Junior yesterday. I think Junior was fitting in a little better yesterday.
Right. A little bit more comfortable with the PD. The PD a little bit more comfortable with him.
Well, you see, the PD and I were like a couple of grown folks talking. And I won't go into the subject, politics.
Right.
But Junior made his opinion known. And the program director had a good hearty laugh and couldn't stop because Junior was starting to get upset. And the more Junior would get upset, the more the program director would laugh. And so finally...
The man right from our own heart.
And I can't remember what he said, but... Junior stormed off into the building with the program director still in mid-laugh.
Oh.
And he had a great comeback line. Do you remember what you said?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Everyone has buttholes.
That's what he said to the program director.
Wonderful.
See, I'm just making impressions left and right.
The show's batting 1,000.
Now, I'm just curious. Before these things come out of your mouth, is there any thought at all, or
not really? It's just not much going on up there.
Because it seems like pretty quickly afterwards, you go, "Oh, yeah, that's the program director. That wasn't just Stan and Haney. I probably shouldn't have."
Sometimes I forget who I'm talking to.
Let's do the look.
You're lucky. He's a good, laid-back guy.
Yeah. Not a trip hammer.
Because I remember times when I thought saying things like that in my younger days was a good idea.
It was.
No, they weren't as nice as this man.
Nope. Local beat This story comes to us from NBC2. And what I'm about to read to you happened yesterday afternoon, right around the time Haney was doing the 4 o'clock fluffer. This was going down at the Coastland Center Mall in Naples.
Well, I mean, that's a relatively safe place. Crazy, yes. Crazy stuff's not supposed to happen there.
No, very affluent part of the state of Florida, just south of us. One of the, it's been around a while, but a very respected mall.
Mm-hmm. Especially, you know, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I wouldn't think there'd be any issues there.
This happened right at the food court at the Coastland Center Mall, broad daylight, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Don't bring it up yet, but have you got his mugshot ready?
I got it ready. Just cue me.
All right. From NBC2, headline reads, man beats girl unconscious in Coastland food court after she denies his flirtatious advances.
Huh.
Follow me on this. It turned rowdy.
In what world does this make sense?
Dateline Collier County. A 37-year-old man was arrested for allegedly beating a juvenile girl.
What?
Yes. A juvenile girl in the Coastland Center Mall food court after she denied his flirtatious advances. She's a juvenile. He's 37. Naples police responded to the food court yesterday at around 4 p.m. in reference to a fight in progress. Bruce Gordon claimed he was eating food when the female victim approached him, called him a bitch, and threw a cup of water on his shirt as he was leaving. Now, I'm going to put a little stand caveat in here. That's his story, not necessarily what witnesses said. So, Bruce Gordon claimed he was eating food when the female victim approached him, called him a bitch, and threw a cup of water on his shirt as he was leaving. Gordon told police he turned around and punched the girl in the face several times in self-defense before the victim's brother hit him with a chair. A witness told officers, a little bit different. He said he was in line with both the girl and Gordon at the Panda Express when Gordon began to flirt with the girl. The witness said the girl told Gordon to leave her alone, and Gordon became irate and called her a bitch. The girl allegedly yelled back at Gordon as he was walking back to his table. After everyone was separated, Gordon allegedly stood up and began to punch the girl several times in the face until she was unconscious. Then stomped on her as she was laying on the ground, not moving. The witness told officers Gordon continued to kick until a chair was thrown at him. EMS treated the girl due to a large cut on her eyebrow, a large knot on the back of her head, and multiple bruises on her chin and lips, according to Naples police. She was taken to Naples Community Hospital North. Gordon was arrested and taken to the Collier County Jail. According to ER staff at NCH North, the girl's injuries, thank God, are not life-threatening, and it appears she has a severe concussion with multiple injuries to her face, jaw, head, and lips.
And again, she is underage, and the assailant is a 37-year-old man.
Yes. Now, here's a little follow-up on Gordon. Due to a separate battery conviction, Gordon's charged with enhanced... Gordon's charge was enhanced to a felony. His bond was set by a judge due to multiple battery arrests and the victim being a juvenile with a head injury. This ain't happening in some back lot, some rundown city. This is happening at Naples at the mall in the food court. Show Haney the picture. He claims it was self-defense because she threw a cup of water on him. When we come back, are you smarter than Haney?
That's insanity.
Yep. Chance for a random Stan and Haney listener to pick up a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Hollow Scream and a parking pass. The lovely Carly will join us. We'll tell you where she's going to be on Friday, too, so you can meet her. Are You Smarter Than Haney is next. 96K Rock.
96K Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out any time we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was.
Yeah. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Wednesday edition of the broadcast. That means at this time, the lovely Carly joins us as we play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
I'm making sure she's all set up with pixie sticks.
Got the pixie sticks.
Got the pixie sticks. Got the scissors ready to cut the pixie sticks.
Right. Junior, you don't need a treat, do you? Do you need a treat?
I need a treat.
Now, I've got Gobstoppers. I've got pixie sticks. I got Pop Rocks.
Now, I'm in the mood for some Gobstoppers today.
Okay, you're going to have to wait a second because the box is sealed.
Well, what's open? What's available?
Pop Rocks.
Pop Rocks and Pixie Sticks.
Yeah, I'll do some Pixie Sticks.
Okay.
What flavor do you want?
Yeah.
I'm feeling a little saucy today. Give me red.
Saucy? What the hell? Hold
on. Be careful. I don't like it when you have to bend over, Stan.
Yeah, I got bad back.
Red or purple?
Look, here's what I got. Look at these, huh?
You've got a big day on Friday, don't you?
I do.
Are you excited?
I am.
You know what? As I'm opening up the pixie sticks, let me tell everybody, you can join our very own Carly at Shuckers, Fort Myers Beach, right there on Estero Boulevard on Friday. It's another big K-Rock happy hour Friday. She's going to be down there from 4 to 6 p.m. Bunch of 96-cent deals. You're going to have some T-shirts.
You're going to have the Stan and Haney T-shirts, right, and a bunch of other K-Rock
whatever
stuff.
Whatever happened to the shipment of Stan and Haney hats? Weren't we? I saw the guys across.
I thought
we had
hats.
No, we got
the K-Rock hats.
K-Rock hats.
We had to edit the logo so it fit, so they're taking a little longer.
You know, I bet Marvin's behind it.
Of course he's behind it.
Well, he's in charge of the logos.
Yeah, and he's going to get it wrong.
But Friday, Carly was born to be a rock star,
yeah.
And Friday, I think, is the first step.
Yeah, and she's going to be broadcasting live. She's going to be talking to us during the show as she's down there at Shuckers from 4 to 6 p.m. Go on. A great way to end the week. Relax down on Fort Myers Beach. Have yourself a few cold ones. Get to meet Carly. Get some K-Rock T-shirts.
And we're making an effort here. We're sending Carly. We're not going to, like, slough Junior off on you or something like that. We're sending Carly. Sending our best.
What color did you want?
Flavor.
Flavor?
Red.
Oh, here.
Red or purple?
Here's three of those.
Okay, well.
Only
they
three?
Are still thank making you, me set up my own tent, just so you guys know.
That's, are they really?
That's criminal.
I'm like a one-man band. It will be me doing it all.
That's unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
You're too pretty for that. Don't they know that?
Does everyone get there early? Help me set up my tent. I was kidding.
Oh, there you go, Junior. Sorry, I forgot about you for a second.
I think the program director said he's going to be down with you.
Yeah, he is going to be down there.
So he might help you. But I heard in the hallway he's not allowed to do any heavy packing and lifting.
So, you heard that?
That's what I heard. No heavy packing and lifting for him.
But we'll have fun, and yes, you'll do great.
Thank you.
And for Are You Smarter Than Haney, it would be your choice. Busch Gardens Hollow Scream tickets or a gift certificate to Shuckers where you can go on down and meet Carly on Friday. Or if you can't do that, you can keep it in your back pocket. You can use it when you want. Everybody knows how this game's played. It's going to be a random Stan and Haney listener. Go right against Mark Haney. First one to get all six categories will be the winner.
What flavor do you think I should have, Carly?
Blue.
Carly
is
your lifeline. You can use her once before I ask the question. Let's play Are You Smarter Than Haney? All you, Carly, go.
You are smarter than me. I would like to see you f***ing try it. Stan's got prizes. Yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy.
Do you want to talk, sing?
Stan's trick. No, I don't want to sing at all.
Jerk, all those prizes yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, Stan's the host.
Hi.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius, you're a slob. I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
2779600. By the way, Haney, I just got a text, little memory from the past. I love you, Mark. Signed, Crazy Joyce.
Oh, hey, Joyce.
If you answer correctly, you'll hear this. Incorrectly, taking too long, you lose.
Boy, we had some times with Crazy Joyce, didn't we?
I try to forget him.
Carly. She was always nice to you.
Yeah, she took her false teeth out and made me hold them.
She didn't do that for just anybody, no. Stan.
I got to personally drive her to the loony bin.
Yeah.
Yeah, memories.
Good times.
Good times.
I think she's all better now.
Really?
Yeah, she didn't get that nickname by accident. Yeah.
Carly?
Release the phones.
Thank you. Let's please move on and let's play this game. I don't want to talk about memories.
Nah, but you know, the nice thing about Joyce is she knew she was crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she sure did. Random Stan and Haney listener does not necessarily mean the first phone call I pick up here, so don't get smart. Ahoy, who's this?
I didn't have it.
I can't even understand you. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Johnny.
Johnny?
Yeah.
You want to play?
I do.
All right, Johnny, say hi to Carly. She's your lifeline.
Hey, Carly.
Hi, Johnny.
All right, Johnny. You know how the game's played, don't you?
I do.
All right, six categories. First person to get all six is the winner. You can use Carly as a lifeline. If your opponent misses a question and you have the category open, you can steal.
Got it.
Here we go. As always, we start with Mark Haney. The categories: geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, science, sports and leisure. Mark, category, please.
Geography.
Geography. Haney, it's multiple choice. Three choices. Haney, which city does not have an official Disneyland? Hong Kong, Moscow, or Tokyo? Hong Kong, Moscow, or Tokyo?
Moscow.
You are correct, and you're on the board. All right, Johnny. Same category.
I'll take geography too.
Geography as well. I want them both. What are the twin cities?
Minneapolis, St. Paul.
You are correct. We might have a playa.
Well,
we
Junior was all excited because he knew that one.
Oh, do you? Yeah, you knew that, didn't you?
All my family lives up there.
Minneapolis or St. Paul?
Minneapolis.
Okay. And he's got to go up there soon, and I'm worried about him with all the rioting. Yeah. I don't know what he'll do.
I don't think he'll come back in one piece. I'm worried about
I'm worried about either that he'll get beat up by rioters or he'll join them.
Yeah. Haney, entertainment, history, arts and literature.
Entertainment.
Entertainment for Mark Haney. All right, this... I can say that this is something that you should know. What haunting exotic dancer did Chris Kattan portray on Saturday Night Live?
Oh, God. What the hell was that name? I can picture the character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't say anything yet, Johnny, because you...
No, I don't know it.
You don't. Haney, this is all yours.
I should know it, but I can't come up with the name.
All right. And you don't know, Johnny, right?
I'm going to say Rubella. I don't know.
Rubella?
Rubella. That's one of Sarita's kids. Junior, do you know?
No, I have no idea.
Carly?
Nope.
Mango.
Oh,
Mango, that's it, yeah.
All right, Johnny.
Well, you know, in fairness, when's the last time Chris Kattan came up?
Long time. The only reason I asked that question is because I figured from that generation that you would know it, Haney. It's been a long time since I've seen him. Johnny, it's you. Entertainment.
Yeah, I'm gonna do science.
Science.
And make sure.
Science. All right. Let's see. What two kinds of dogs, Johnny, are bred to make a puggle? A puggle.
A poodle and a bugle.
That is incorrect. Haney, steel in science and nature. A puggle.
A poodle and a pug.
Good guess, incorrect. A pug and a beagle. Haney, you have control. Entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature.
Entertainment.
And entertainment. Okay. You should be able to get this. Who promised never to sing with her hubby's band, noting, quote, I don't want to be known as the girl who split up Coldplay.
Oh, God. I think that would be Apple's mother, Gwyneth Paltrow.
You are correct.
Nice.
Correct in entertainment, a guest on this show. Yes. Johnny?
Let's go with entertainment.
All right, you want entertainment as well. Remember, both of you still have Carly as a lifeline. Did you know that last question?
No, I didn't.
I did not.
I didn't ask you.
You know, as you were
once he said the mother of Apple, then I knew who it was.
All right.
Let me ask a question. Can I ask her? I mean, do I have to use the lifeline now? Or
no,
after
no.
The question's read.
Oh, before the question is read.
Oh, before the question. All right, let me use Carly for this entertainment. Why
all
not?
Right, Carly.
I don't know
for
why people put me for entertainment. Not good.
You know, you were reading that last question, Stan?
Yes.
You know what I thought the answer was at least halfway through?
What?
Lucy.
No.
Promised she'd never sing with her husband's band?
Yeah. Ricky Ricardo's band?
No, Lucy, you can't be in the show.
Carly.
Yes.
For Johnny. What cool computer-animated animals warm the hearts in the Always ads by Coca-Cola? What computer?
The polar bears?
You are correct, polar bears!
Got it.
For Johnny, we got a good game going here.
Tied up.
Haney, history, arts and literature.
History.
History for Mark Haney. Haney, in history, who comes after the U.S. vice president in the line of presidential succession?
Well, I think that's clear to everyone. Speaker of the House.
Yes, Speaker of the House.
Oh.
currently held by Nancy Pelosi right now.
Has the White House contacted you?
All right, Johnny.
Let's do the same category.
You want to go history?
Yeah.
All right. Nobody has, there's been breaks of serve yet, so that if by some chance you guys keep battling back and forth and Haney wins, you've had chances that you've missed, so we don't have to worry about that.
Can you get that guy off the screen, Junior?
Yeah, please. The guy that beat up the girl at the Coastland Center.
Beat up a teenage girl.
I know, he's like eyeing us down through the screen.
And you wanted history, Johnny?
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right. In history, what restaurant chain did Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, and Sylvester Stallone found?
Hard Rock?
Incorrect. You already have the category. Do you know this?
No, I don't.
Junior, you know it?
Repeat the question.
What restaurant chain did Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, and Sylvester Stallone found?
What, can I guess now?
Never mind.
It rhymes with Ranit Rari.
It's Planet Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Haney, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Arts and literature.
Arts and literature.
My favorite.
Haney, when the cow jumped over the moon, what ran away with the spoon? When the cow jumped over the moon, what ran away with the spoon?
That's really asking a lot.
I know it is. Any guess? Need an answer.
The sun?
Incorrect. You can steal, Johnny.
Yeah, I don't have a clue, but I'm going to guess the horse.
No.
Isn't it the fork?
The what?
The fork?
Good guess. I see just no sale coming up in your face.
Planet Hollywood?
No. The dish. All right.
Yeah, that brain cell died a long time ago.
Johnny, history? Arts and literature? History for Johnny.
Poor little brain cell. It was so innocent.
If you get this, I'm going to be impressed. Well, impressed that you know such meaningless stuff, Johnny. What TV star did 500,000 people show up to watch sing at the Berlin Wall?
Still, what TV show?
TV star did 500,000 people show up to watch sing at the Berlin Wall?
It's easy.
Madonna.
Incorrect.
Do I have the category?
You have the category.
Oh.
Do you want to take a guess?
David Hasselhoff.
Of course, David Hasselhoff.
Oh,
Haney.
Oh, that's right.
Haney. Arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Arts and literature.
Jeez, they just like these nursery rhymes in the arts.
Oh,
and
you're
literature.
Not doing it to me again.
Yeah,
are
I gotta.
You?
Yeah.
What was Little Miss Muffet eating when she sat on her tuffet?
Oh. I know that one.
Curds and whey.
Correct, curds and whey. Yeah. You're down with arts and literature, Haney. All right, Johnny.
Yeah, I'm going to go with sports. Why not?
Sports and leisure?
Yeah.
All right. All right, Johnny.
Yeah.
What is the handicap of a scratch golfer? What is the
handicap? Zero.
Yep. You got it. It's a zero. Nice job. Sports and leisure closed for you. Haney.
Sports and leisure.
Haney. What grain cooks up into polenta?
Corn.
You're correct.
No.
Yes, it is.
Really?
Yes, it is. It's corn. Don't contradict me, Johnny.
What category was that for?
Sports and leisure. That's the leisure category. It can be cooking and bird watching.
Yeah.
All right, Haney, you're at match point, but right now Johnny has control. Johnny, you got history, arts and literature, science and nature.
And which one does he need?
He needs science and nature.
All right, let me go with arts and literature.
So you want to go with arts and literature. Yeah. Very smart playing it that way. I understand how you're playing it. Okay. Haney might know this. Good thing you moved to a different category and picked this category.
What, you don't think I'm going to know it?
I don't think you're going to know it. I would bet if I had a $100 bill, I'd put $75 on Haney and $25 on you.
All right.
In arts and literature, what seasoning is mentioned more than 35 times in the Bible? What seasoning?
Salt.
You are absolutely correct. You are. Nice job. I'm proud of you, Johnny.
Thank you. That was an easy one. Come on.
All right. Well, we'll see how easy this is. Haney is at match point with science and nature. If Haney gets this, game over.
Finish him.
If he misses, Johnny, you can steal and have control of the game.
Got
which
it.
Could literally
yeah.
have you win.
Yeah.
Haney, science and nature.
I believe I have access to a lifeline.
You do have a lifeline. Do you know that this is probably one of the most crucial questions I've ever asked
your
lifeline?
I know, he does this every time. It better not be about dog breeding.
No, at least it's not a nursery rhyme.
Huh?
Is he using his lifeline?
He's using his lifeline.
Okay. All
if you remember, you used yours and she got the point for you.
Yeah.
So don't get smart. Okay,
nope.
Here's Carly with that can close the game out, or literally, you can gain control and close the game out by answering two in a row.
Got it.
All right. Carly, in science and nature.
Science!
For the game, what creature can detect an ounce of blood within a million ounces of water?
A shark?
Is that your final answer?
Yes. Or like a great white? Do you have to be like specific?
No.
Okay.
But you can do that if you have to.
She's absolutely correct. It's a shark. On fire today! Game
yeah.
over. You know what, Johnny? I'll tell you right now, you played a great game.
Well, thank you. You played great with you.
You played a really good game. Now, I've got either Hollow Scream or Shuckers for you, and we'll let you decide when I send it over to Junior. But in order to get those prizes, because you did lose, you got to say something to my friend Haney over here.
Haney is so much smarter than me, it's unbelievable.
That's fine.
All right. Johnny, Haney? Hold on
Hello?
The line. Congratulations, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right,
good
hold
play.
On. Hold on, buddy. Thank you, Carly.
You're welcome.
Two for two today. And don't forget, Carly, this Friday, 4 to 6 at Shuckers. Another K-Rock happy hour will be kicking off. She'll be down there with lots of K-Rock prizes and 90-cent deals down there at Shuckers.
Did you see how cool she was in the clutch?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No nervousness at all.
I knew the answer. I was ready.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
Engineered to provide 4 times more listening enjoyment than ever before.
Stan and Haney.
And their fine companions on a trip.
96
J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciated. We'll get you updated here on traffic in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. We just had Carly in here with us. Make sure you go see her on Friday at Shuckers, 4 to 6 p.m., 96-cent deals, K-Rock stuff, and you get a chance to meet Carly. She's absolutely delightful. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. First look at it. Few things on the board showing up here in Fort Myers, actually. A disabled vehicle, South Cleveland Avenue and Colonial Boulevard. We have another disabled vehicle, Palm Beach Boulevard and I-75. And one more for you. It's Fort Myers. It's a crash, Buckingham Road and Abrams Boulevard. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney right now. He's got the headlines for you. This one's coming up.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
According to a new study, men with deep, sexy voices are far more likely to cheat on you.
Yeah, I read that this morning.
That's odd. Hey, baby. How you feeling? Yeah, me too.
Okay, all right.
I can't believe the petty stuff that goes on in the world on a daily basis.
Sure.
Most of the times, we don't even know about it. But occasionally, we find out because you got caught. A library employee is busted for stealing $1.3 million worth of printer toner over 12 years.
Yeah. You're in the supply closet, there's boxes of that stuff. They're not going to miss one.
It's just sitting there. And finally, Dateline, Winter Haven, Florida.
Oh, sure.
A woman is busted trying to sell a stolen ring back to the jewelry store it was stolen from in the first place.
Idiot.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Could use a little laughter. Just
wake up, boy. Wake up. It's medication time. Medication time.
4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home. Where are you?
Hi.
Hey,
hi.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Had that medication time all.
You were up to something, weren't you? Today is National Kale Day. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you'd rather do than eat kale.
Top things you'd rather do than eat kale.
Give Attorney General Bill Barr a sponge bath.
Yeah. You could.
Come on, man.
Grab your popcorn and watch the Ed Asner sex tape.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
Replace your entire iTunes library with Vin Diesel remixes. Sit through the Jets-Giants game.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Engage a petitioner outside the Whole Foods.
Yeah, right. I'll eat the kale.
sit in a room alone with an annoying vegan lecturing you about why you should be eating kale.
Yeah,
And
there's a kale eater.
Finally, the very top thing you'd rather do than eat kale.
Yes.
Have a lengthy chat with Joe Biden about what things cost when he was growing up in Scranton.
Are you a junkie?
Yeah, him and popcorn.
Yep. You mean Corn Pop.
Or Corn Pop, whatever the hell his name was.
Come on, man.
Is this guy,
you know,
or a member of his family ever stepped forward?
You know what they used to call him?
What?
Shoe leather, because he got beat up a lot.
Elvis has left the building.
Left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email. Email time. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
All right, we got some emails here for you today. This is our buddy Scott from Naples. Hey, guys. You know, the metal bar in heaven continues to fill up. Eddie, Randy, Dime, trading licks on a nightly basis with Jimmy sitting in wherever he chooses, and blues nights on Tuesday and Thursday with BB and Stevie Ray. Lord, take me away. Signed, Scott. Thank you, Scott. Oh, and he says you might know what he's talking about here, Haney, but our friend Glenn. Ahoy, guys. I recently flew to Pennsylvania for the weekend to see family. When I visit, I always have to get Middlesworth chips. For some reason, Junior's veggie straws popped into my head. Sorry I didn't ask if it was okay first. But I ordered all of you some of these Middlesworth chips from the Chip Factory. I don't know if you have ever had these before. If I remember correctly, maybe Haney did since he was in Pennsylvania for a little bit. I just wanted to say thank you to all of you for making my afternoons better. Thanks for the many laughs, guys. Sincerely, Glenn. Sending us some chips, Haney.
Glenn, there's a chance that I would have, on the outside chance that they sold them at Dick's Deli in Paoli.
Bring up what they look like. Let me see the can or the bag of Middlesworth chips.
Because when we were in Pennsylvania, we were still getting Charles chips delivered.
Yeah, now see, I know Charles chips very well, and my mom and her husband live up in Pennsylvania, and they have Charles chips up there, but I don't remember Middlesworth. No, I don't remember them. I'd love to try them.
But I like their packaging.
Yeah.
That what we're looking at now is the Weekender.
Yep. This is from Leo. So
I like that when the packaging says the Weekender.
Yeah.
I like it.
There's
in
plenty of
chips, beer,
yep,
all kinds of stuff like that. The Weekender.
Yep. This is from Leo. So you got two, okay? Hey, guys. The other day, a couple of buddies of mine, came over to play paintball. One of my friends brought another friend of his. I'll admit, I wasn't really okay with that, but I decided...
Uncool, brah.
I decided to be optimistic and give the new guy a chance. As we were putting on our helmets and pads...
You're wondering, I mean, is this guy a scrub? What's going on?
I was making sure my paintball guns were good to use.
Yeah, get good, noob.
The new guy was starting to brag.
Oh!
He had his back turned to me, so I shot him 4 times in the ass with the paintball rifle.
There you go.
His look? Priceless. As always, you guys are the best. Signed, Leo. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Oh, boy. He heard that Joanne on yesterday.
Well, I hope I made him proud.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Okay, guys. That Joanne broad proves all women are crazy. Joanne, this is not Haney or myself saying this. I'm simply reading an email. Don't come at us and go to our bosses.
Don't call women crazy.
Oh, stop it.
You're crazy.
Now, Joanne. So I have a few things to say to her. I may have to edit him as low because it gets rough. I may have a few things to say to her crazy ass. So, Joanne, you do not like Stan and Haney and have constantly tried to get them fired. Your reason seemed to be that you don't like the fact that they express their opinion and back it up with facts and truth. So, to you I say, how dare you try to violate their freedom of speech? Is that her? Do I need to take the call?
Yeah, if you got time, someone just wants to make a comment.
Friendly or foe?
Seems friendly. Seems friendly.
Okay. Hold on. Why would you do that, Joanne? Are you a communist or a fascist trying to stop the truth from being spoken?
No, she's not, Guardian. She just she doesn't know what's going on.
Your reluctance to check out the Fast and Furious story and look at the facts speaks volumes about who you are.
Well, she doesn't believe Obama would do that, Guardian. No.
And as Stan said, you are nothing more than a Trump hater. Yeah, we know him. To you, I would say open your mind and shut your mouth. Listen to the facts and the truth. And if that doesn't work, get yourself a couple of Stan and Haney International Tacos and go to the beach and pile up a Guardian.
He's done it again!
Let's see who this is.
Listen to the facts and the truth.
Well, whoever you are, turn your radio down.
Got it.
All right, brother.
Ahoy, gentlemen.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Greg in Naples.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, quick comment about the Cosin Mall situation yesterday.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I didn't hear about it until today. Now, coming from your guys' point, I grew up two blocks from the mall. I remember when it was originally built, all the additions, everything.
Did you go to the zoo, too? We went to the zoo down there. It's right next to the mall.
I remember when it was Jungle Larry's, and then Jungle Larry and Safari Jane still worked.
Yeah, but we got kicked out because we made fun of animals.
Yeah.
So my question to you guys is this. Obviously, you've probably been to the mall, whatever. I have never been in there and not seen local law enforcement and or a handful of mall security.
Yeah, that's not where you'd think that would happen.
Yeah, handful. That's not where you'd think it would happen.
And security office is right there in the food court.
Yeah,
go figure. Where was everybody at when this was going on?
Yeah, I appreciate the call. I agree. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment.
Yep.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. We're taking you through your Wednesday afternoon, midweek, a little before 5. Get through this, we'll be okay. Let's get you updated on traffic, and then I'm going to tell you about a great thing on our website. The half-price deals could save you a lot of money on some great places. All right, let's get you updated. These are all showing up in Fort Myers. We'll start with a crash, the 10,000 block of Shepherd Street. It says, by the reef. Then we have a disabled vehicle, Pine Ridge Road and Gladiolus Drive, and a hit and run. 13,000 block of Summerlin Road, right by the Publix. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Do yourself a favor right now and go to 96krock.com or the K-Rock mobile app, where you can save on Southwest Florida's best restaurants, businesses, and attractions. It's K-Rock's half-price deals. You go and pay half of what the gift card says it is. And something's like 25, you buy it for 25 bucks, it's $50. Something, it's half off whatever the face value is. It's all at 96krock.com and on the K-Rock mobile app, the K-Rock half price deals. Ahoy.
Hi, sweetheart.
Is this Fat Pat?
It sure is. How's my little cocker spaniel?
Oh, Fat Pat, I haven't heard from you in so long. How are you, sweetheart? I'm doing fine.
How's that Battle of the Bulge going, honey?
Pat, don't even ask. It is out of control, this whole COVID thing, and I'm eating more than I've ever eaten before. You know Haney, don't you? He brings in candy and all kinds of stuff for us to try in here, and it's all sugar, Fat Pat. It's all sugar, and I'm eating it. He's eating it. Junior's eating it. We're giving it to staff and stuff. It's all sugar, and it's just making me fat.
Well, honey, that's where you're wrong.
What do you mean?
A little sugar boost in the afternoon is good for you.
Now, Fat Pat, you're an expert. I was always told, because back in the day, we used to, you want to get the kids all riled up, you give them sugar. But I'm told, scientifically, you eat that sugar, you're in for a bigger crash. You crash, and then it makes you hungrier, and you eat more.
No, honey. Because what kind of candy are you giving you?
Sugar candy, pixie sticks, gobstoppers, pop rocks.
Oh, come on. Pixie sticks are the best, honey.
Fat Pat, it's all sugar.
It is all sugar, but it's the best thing for you because it's all just powdered sugar and it just goes right down the hatch.
So
it gives you lots of energy, and okay. It's just a little bit. It's just a little bit.
All right, so do you now, I haven't seen you in so long, Fat Pat. Do you eat a lot of sugary foods?
Hi, I'm not eating anything right now. I'm purging.
You're purging? How long have you been purging? Fat Pat, have you lost some weight?
Well, I'm trying. It's not working. It doesn't come off like it used to.
Oh, don't I know it, sweetheart. Don't I know it. So you're purging.
I got a confession to make, honey.
Okay, baby.
I've been a little bit naughty.
You've been naughty?
A little bit.
What is this why? Fat Pat, is this why you're purging?
Uh-huh.
What did you do? What did you do, Fat Pat?
Well, honey, I've shown you my portfolio before when I was a fitness model in the 80s.
I remember you came to the studio one time, back in the day. You had that three-binder notebook with the plastic slide-in pages, and you had all of your, 8x10s of the work you did. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah, the string bikinis and the thongs where I pose backwards and clench my butt cheeks real hard.
Yep, some of them are pretty hot pictures. They were very, very, for the day, woo!
But if you remember why I showed you those pictures, honey, it's because before every one of those pictures that looked so hot and sexy, I would have just been purging.
So wait a second. Back in your modeling days, you were purging. You can fast, and then purging is like what the race jockeys call flipping, throwing up.
You get yourself a little syrup of Ipecac. And I learned, and I'm not proud of this, okay? But I learned. How can I put this delicately?
Oh, you're among friends, Fat Pat. You don't bother putting it delicately. Just come right out and tell me.
Well, everybody knows that you purge by throwing up, but I learned a technique where I could force myself to get the diarrhea, too. And that's 5 pounds right there.
Wait a second. So, and again, I'm glad you prefaced it, Pat.
Don't ask me what the secret is. Because nobody should be doing that, honey.
No, that's so unhealthy. Coming out of both ends.
But if you really have to.
Yes.
Just squirt some mayonnaise out, let it sit on the counter for about 90 minutes, and then just eat it. And then you're good to go.
But that's not, that's, now tell me, that's what you did in your modeling days. You're over that, and you're purging right now, and you're not doing that. You're not eating tabletop warm mayonnaise to give yourself some intestinal thing.
Honey, I don't know if I'm having a midlife crisis or what.
I would but, you think know, you're beyond that.
I made the mistake of putting up, you know, my booty shots. Put up my booty shots and my glamour shots from the 80s.
Yeah.
And I put them up on the photogram.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was a big fat piece of crud in high school.
How bad was it in high school for you? Because those pictures don't reflect some fat piece of crud in high school. I mean, you were beautiful.
Well, it wasn't until I got out of high school that I said, fat, get off me for the first time.
Yep, and it became your mantra. It became our mantra.
And boy, you know, I could keep it off for 6 months, then get fat for 6 months. And, well, you know, the whole yo-yo thing. You know it better than I do by now.
That is so unhealthy.
But I put these pictures up, you know, I figured, well, if I wanted to have them stored on the computer, and sure. I figured, well, why not share them with the world?
Sure, sure. Oh, can I ask you, and this might be too personal, because you only showed us the tasteful, you know, bikini and lingerie stuff. You, back in the 80s, you never did nudes, did you?
Let's just say, honey, I have a few arrows in my quiver you haven't seen yet.
Oh, man. Back in the day, you doing all that stuff?
I'm getting all of these great compliments on my booty pictures.
Yeah.
And one of them comes in from a boy I had the biggest crush on back in high school.
Couldn't believe you lost all that weight in the 80s.
His name was Teddy, but we called him Titty. His name was Titty Nosegay.
Titty Nosegay.
And he got beat up a lot, but I always thought, oh, he's just this. What a good-looking dude.
Yeah, yeah, Teddy was really good-looking back in the day. And he
And who he do liked I you. See on my wall of comments, none other than Titty Nosegay, and you know what he said, Stan? What
did he say?
Looking good, girl.
Didn't he know these are pictures from the 80s? You went to school in the 70s. You were a fat pig. Sorry, Fat Pat. I didn't mean to insult you that way. But you were fat,
Pat. Oh, it's no insult. That's just a fact.
And, of course, you had a kind of a little crush on Teddy. And he, you know, until he sees pictures. Didn't he know these were from the 80s? This isn't in the year 2020. These are 40 years ago, 30 years ago.
I don't know. Maybe he's got rocks in his head, but he wants to meet up.
So, wait. All right. When did you come in contact with Teddy? When did he post, and when did you make contact with him when he saw your 80s pictures?
About 2 weeks ago when I stopped eating.
Okay. Now, hold on. So 2 weeks ago you stopped eating. Now, I would guess from having seen the pictures in the 80s, you were probably about 122 pounds, 123 pounds. Very, very nice figure. And 2 weeks ago, Fat Pat, and I love you, sweetheart. I love you. How much did you weigh 2 weeks ago when you agreed to meet up with Teddy? You all right? This sounds like one's about ready to come up now.
Well, it may be.
How much did you weigh 2 weeks ago?
Dan, I don't want to stay. I was on the wrong side of 300 again, okay? Let's just say
my
that.
My word! Fat Pat, you were on the wrong side of 300. He's looking at 125-pound Fat Pat from the 80s doing those butt clinches. And now you're over 300 pounds, and you're going to meet up with him, and you've been purging for 2 weeks. What do you weigh now?
290.
290. Now, when are you...
It's okay. It's okay, honey, because I bought myself 2 weeks.
Now, when are you supposed to meet up with him? You've been doing this for 2 weeks. You've lost... By purge, are you saying by purging, you've lost maybe a good 20, 25, 30 pounds in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Now, wait a second. So, how many weeks, when are you meeting up with Teddy?
I was supposed to meet up with him last weekend, and he bought the plane tickets and sent them to me.
Yeah.
And I thought, I can't go up there. I'm an old fat mess.
And plus, one plane ticket ain't going to do it for you. You got to get those double seats.
I know.
And then what do you think he's going to see when you come off that, when you're lifted off that plane? He's not going to see Fat Pat, the model of the 80s. He's going to see that fat, disgusting pig of the 70s, just a lot older, and he's liable to go run for the hills, kind of like what he did back in the day when you would blink your eyes at him and throw him an air kiss.
Well, I got your tickets in the mail, and they were first-class tickets to Waukesha.
But that's still not going to work. That's an ordeal. You don't want you have to walk through an airport.
And he was going to set me up at the Holiday Inn, which tells me he's probably married.
Could be. Could be. You're a married woman.
Yeah.
I've talked to your husband, too.
So what I did? Oh, yeah. Forget Carl. He didn't care.
But you're meeting up with somebody that you had feelings for back in high school because he posted on your photo board. And you're flying.
It's never too late, honey.
Yeah, it's too late. What's he going to... Have you sent him a recent picture of you?
No, I just sent him some of those other arrows in my quiver.
Right, the nudes. Have you sent him a nude?
Uh-huh.
You know, the grooming was different in the 80s.
Now I got it all figured out, honey.
Yeah.
You know what I did?
What?
I told him to contact the airline... And so he didn't lose his money on his tickets. And what I figured I'd do is I wait until it gets to be a little colder weather.
Yeah.
And that way I can wear my boots and I can, you know, layer.
Layer. You're gonna go there. You're going to have to take it off at some point. You're going to have to go.
Well, yeah. But when I go to do them, I'm going to insist on candlelight.
Wait a second. I was assuming that you were going to go and meet up with him at the Holiday Inn at the restaurant next door, and it would be cold,
yeah,
and you'd hang that up.
But,
you're saying you're going to do them.
Oh, absolutely. How do I want to go all this trouble otherwise?
Wait a second.
But,
you're still
so
290.
I figured out what to do. I got to buy myself some time to keep purging.
No, you don't.
And I need the weather to get a little cooler. So you know what I did, honey?
What'd you do, baby?
I messaged him and said, oops, got COVID, got the quarantine.
Yeah, and he agreed to that.
Oh, yeah, because he don't want to get sick.
No, and you don't.
He just wants me to do him.
Yeah, he'll do something to him once he lays eyes on you.
Well, honey, you know, I'm not looking to fall in love. I'm not looking to have Thanksgiving with his family.
You just want to do them.
Yeah, just say I did.
Now what happens, Pat, if you go and say you go in November or December to go up and see him? You got about another 4, 5, 6 weeks. How much weight do you think you can lose living like this? How much do you think you can lose by the middle of November? It could kill you, Pat. And all that acid, your teeth will be snapping off, flush to the gum. You got the diarrhea. That's going to go and hit you intestinally.
I know you're friendly with that doctor guy.
Yes. You mean Dr. Bastardo?
Yeah,
he's been my doctor a long time.
Could you ask him if a side effect of COVID is losing weight? And if so, how do you get COVID?
Oh, baby. Fat Pat, you don't need to do it. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Jeez. Stan and Haney.
Break. Listen to me. Savvy P. Prayed roof your people built just caved in over here.
Hello?
I got no roof, you bird brain. You people call yourself professional nincompoops.
Who in the hell is this?
Am I supposed to sleep with a livestock? You put Scooter on the phone, you bird brain.
Oh, do you know who the f*** you're talking to, pal?
Listen, you smart ass. You people go give me a refund. I'm sick and tired of you.
Do you know who you're f***ing talking to? Who are you trying to call, you dumb son of a bitch?
Who you're talking to, you can sit a ball, you can kiss my country ass, because I will come down for a refund.
Well, who are you trying to call?
Put Scooter on the phone, you head.
Hey, you face, you got the wrong number, and you don't talk to me that way. I'll come kick your country ass.
Listen, you
city break.
Listen, boy,
trying to call city break?
Scooter's roofing.
Well, goddamn it, you dumb mother. This is city break.
You don't talk.
City break. Can you figure that out, you moron?
You don't.
Break.
Oh, I gotta sit on my ass and wait on you people all day. Say he's gonna be here at 12 noon.
Who in the f*** is this?
This is Jim Bob. You know, people say he's gonna be look at my roof at 12 noon.
Now listen to me, you old f***. You called me last week and I told you three goddamn times. This ain't no roofing company. This is break. You don't call me up cussing me out, tell me this. You better call the right number, you old mother.
You're lucky I'm in a wheelchair.
Come on down here and I'll show you a little bit of ass whooping. You don't call me up talking to me that way. You got the wrong number.
Why didn't you say?
Do you want to talk to a roofing company?
Why didn't you say the wrong number?
I told you that three times last week, you old mother.
You said it, people.
Break.
Why is it you silly people all like? You all stubborn. Like saddle sores.
Well, I tell you what, sir. I do not know who you think you are talking to.
Why did you say I had the wrong number?
I told you that three times last week you had the wrong number.
You silly people, you all alike, ain't you? You're people from, I can tell you from the city.
Where the hell are you from?
I'm from Gators Creek, Georgia. We don't have hair clubs or smog or head city people.
Is that right?
We don't have paved roads. I should have never moved out here.
Save your breath for a minute, mister. Looking for a roofing company?
Scooter's Roofing.
Scooter's Roofing. Well, why don't you try dialing the right number and quit wasting my valuable time?
You Nimrod. You saddle sore.
Why don't you try calling the right damn place and quit wasting my time?
Who that in the background? Is that Scooter?
This is not Scooter's Roofing.
You sure now, about that?
God damn it, mister. Get it through your head. You got the wrong goddamn number. Now quit wasting my time.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news coming up. We'll get a look at traffic. 6 o'clock, it'll be Al Beck, Southwest Florida's most beloved night guy. You know what?
Oh, they just can't get enough of him.
Well, I'm gonna in junior
know. You know, I was skeptical when he started.
Yeah, you should be.
But boy, has he taken this town by storm.
So Al Beck, who's our night guy, Junior had to explain to somebody. I honestly think over the last 24 hours, because of the passing of Eddie Van Halen, which took everybody by surprise, Al Beck had already laid down his show for last night.
And started bad-mouthing Van Halen, didn't he?
No. He didn't know anything about it. So he's just doing the show, and the text started rolling
promoting
in.
Dave and Chuck?
Yeah. Who the hell is this night guy?
Who doesn't even know?
Who doesn't even know that Eddie Van Halen died? And he hasn't played any tribute songs, hasn't said anything nice about him. Get this guy off. And it's like, poor Al Beck. He doesn't know. He didn't know. So, Junior had to send up the...
Junior had to tell him?
Yeah, Junior had to tell the texter, chill out, bro. Because it got...
So, Junior defends Al Beck?
He and Al Beck are pals.
Besties.
He deals with him more than anybody.
Does Junior want to be Al Beck when he grows up?
Do you want to be an Al Beck?
I mean, that's what I strive for.
Yeah.
It's important to have role models.
So don't blame Al Beck. He'll be talking about it tonight. I hope. I hope he does. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive.
But then tonight it'll be like, well, why is he talking about it all of a sudden?
Well, he held it in yesterday, so he's got to let it out today.
So tonight it'll be like he just found out.
Yeah.
What a weirdo.
Just one thing. Just one thing on the board.
Not the way I'd do it.
Nope. Me neither. Fort Myers, crash, Daniels Parkway, and Palomino Lane. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30.
You know what? You are wonderful. Thank you.
Yes, I saw that you were empty. I got you a fresh box of Kleenex.
That was so thoughtful of you.
You're welcome.
Do you know that means something to me?
I know it does.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you. I really mean it. Thank you, Haney. Thank you, Junior.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Mark.
Boy, he's always on the ball.
Sharp as a tack. Mark, Haney.
Him and Al Beck. Yep. Boy, what a bam.
Two peas in a pod.
Always right on top of things.
Mark, Haney, and the news. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Joanne hasn't called?
No, thank God. The week's still young.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news.
I hope everybody's sharp today, okay?
One anchorman.
And are aware what time of the year it is.
Well, wish in one hand.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
It's later in the month.
Suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
What do you mean when it starts to drag?
In other words, Martini.
When September 39th?
2 weeks. A week and a half.
So we got to finish this week and then next week.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday,
October
7th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
Okay. What the?
We're sorry.
What the hell? You know, I'm not that fast.
No, it's just, attention to detail or lack thereof. Yep. Like they talk about in the NFL, you know, we had opportunities, but we didn't capitalize.
What's
the little things.
What's going on?
It's a familiar voice on line one.
Who is it?
Who do you think?
Midge? Ahoy, this is Stan and Haney.
Hey, Stan. I heard my name mentioned.
Who is this? Who is this?
It's Joanne.
Oh, hi, Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
How are you?
Did you do your homework like Haney asked you yesterday?
I forgot the name by the time we hung up. I was just not in my right mind.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Well, the Border Patrol agent's name was Brian Terry, and it was an operation called Fast and Furious.
Write that down and report back to us tomorrow.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
Did you write it in pen or pencil?
Pencil.
All right. On a post-it note?
Brian, what was the last name again?
His name was Brian Terry. He worked for the U.S. Border Patrol. And the gun running was Operation Fast and Furious.
That's Terry, T-E-W-R-Y.
Okay.
All right, report back to us tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, love
you. Thank you. Thank you, Joanne.
Love you.
Love you too, guys.
Aw, look at that.
Told you we'd win her over.
Yep.
Time now for Things You Didn't Know. He's been a guest on this program. He takes no guff. He's proven that he will not hesitate to punch a man in the mouth if it's called for.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I'm talking about Buzz Aldrin.
Oh, yeah. Buzz has been on this show several times.
Now, if you don't know who Buzz Aldrin is, he was not the first man to walk on the moon.
No, he was not.
Okay? But he was the first man to mark his territory there.
Really? He sprayed?
Yep. Yep. While he was walking on the moon one day, he whipped out a special bag out of his suit and let loose.
Mm-hmm.
The most primal of communication.
Yep.
It let the moon know
where
you're here now.
Yep. Did himself a little crop dusting.
You like Milk Duds?
I do like Milk Duds. They're an old candy. I mean, Milk Duds is one of your originals.
Why do they call them Milk Duds?
I don't know. A dud.
They are duds. They're called Milk Duds because the company that created them got so pissed off.
How pissed off did they get?
Pretty pissed. Because their intention was that this candy they were working on should always come out perfectly round, but they never did.
No, it's because of that chewy caramel in there. Flattens them out.
So they just gave up and said, release the candy. Call them duds.
Great idea. And they've been around a long time.
It sounds like something Stan would do. Stan, we can't. They're supposed to be round. But just call them duds.
Yeah, put them in a box.
If you enjoy the classic rock and roll, and I know you do, You know the band Toto.
Toto, yes. Yeah, they fall right into that classic rock. Toto.
Toto. But you may not know this.
What?
Because you always think of the band Toto. You don't think about who's the lead singer. You just know that's Toto.
Yeah.
Toto.
T-O-T-O.
Well, the lead singer for Toto in the mid and late 80s, and then again for the past decade, is a gentleman by the name of Joseph Williams.
Okay.
You may be familiar with his father's work. John Williams, Mr. Star Wars.
Oh, the conductor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, normally, if you manage to be successful as the lead singer of Toto, well, you've accomplished something.
I'd say.
But when your father's John Williams, well...
Nothing like your daddy.
Yep. War.
What's it good for?
Absolutely nothing. Say it again now.
War.
During a war between Austria and Turkey in 1788, two Austrian army factions got confused and engaged in a battle with each other where 10,000 soldiers were wounded or killed.
Yeah. We're CNN reporting on that, huh?
Well, it's because they're all doing steroids.
Yep.
Well, you got one doing steroids, and I think all the rest of them do what's known as poppers. Amyl nitrate.
Yep.
Seriously, you just watch that Cooper and Lemon.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And then if they do a quick cut to Cuomo, you'll see him just shaking.
Yeah.
Like he's Lyle Alzado or something.
All juiced.
Mm-hmm. Out of his mind.
Yeah.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, a new study found that men with deep, sexy voices are far more likely to sleep around.
Yep, cheaters.
Researchers polled 116 men and 145 women and asked how likely they were to stay faithful in a relationship on an odd scale of 1 to 7.
That's a horrible scale.
It really is. Because what do they think, that you couldn't make it up to 10?
Yeah.
And the study found that men with deep voices are the most likely to say, yeah, I'm doing it. The people behind the study believe it may have something to do with testosterone.
Yeah, higher levels of testosterone.
Researchers found that men with deeper voices tend to have more of it.
More what?
And previous studies have found links between testosterone and virility. A 47-year-old lady by the name of Alice Henry went to the jewelry store in Winter Haven last week.
She should know better.
To try and sell them a ring.
Okay.
She figured she'd just find out what it was worth.
Yeah, get an appraisal on it. And
she said that she'd found the lovely ring, just gotten lucky using a metal detector on the beach.
You and I have used them. It don't work. A lot of bottle tops and aluminum foil.
Mm-hmm.
Tin cans.
Fishing hooks.
A lot of fishing hooks.
When an employee inspected it, The employee couldn't help but notice that the ring had none of the damage one would expect if it had been exposed to the elements on a beach. And also, in addition to that, the ring also looked exactly like a ring that was stolen from that same store during a burglary in July. Hmm. Well, that's odd. It certainly couldn't be this nice beachcombing lady, could it?
This 47-year-old who should know better.
It turns out that's exactly what it was. Yep. The woman tried to sell a stolen ring back to the jewelry store she'd taken it from. She's looking at felony charges for grand theft and dealing in stolen property. Oh, no, you didn't. Is that Roger Thomas's mama?
I don't know. I don't know.
She got a daughter named D.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, the big things, they get the headlines.
Sure.
They get the attention.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just the daily nonsense that chips away at one's soul.
You got that right.
I mean, some people are like radiation. Sure, you might walk briefly through the area, but you wouldn't want to live there.
Right.
Because little by little, it'll eat away at you.
Yeah, like K-Rock.
There's a jerk named Randall Whited who worked for the Austin Public Library in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
Over the course of 12 years, Randall helped himself to at least $1.3 million worth of printer toner.
Jeez.
Between 2007 and 2019, Randall bought at least $1.5 million worth of toner on behalf of the library, which required only about $150,000 worth of toner.
Had a spike of students doing term papers, need copies of stuff.
Every day, he'd take boxes of toner out with him.
Jeez!
And on the rare occasion that somebody even said anything, he explained, oh, these are for other branches.
Yeah. Yep.
But he took them directly home to sell online at a deep discount. If only it ended there.
But it doesn't.
In addition to the cash he got for the stolen toner,
yeah,
Randall also use the library credit card to purchase at least $18,000 worth of crap, including video games, a cool drone, and a Roomba.
Ooh. I can go for one of those.
This guy robbed the city blind for years. And they finally caught on after they thought, you know, maybe we should do an audit at some point. And Randall was arrested a few weeks back. It turns out before he managed to suckle off the city of Austin, he had five previous arrests for theft and burglary in the 80s and 90s, but no red flags to let him run the library.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boo!
That man has no shame.
Shame!
Shame!
And that's the news for today, Wednesday.
October
7th.
Double M. Double X. Look at this guy.
What a piece of work.
What?
Is that, what is that on his chin? Is that beard, or has he got a special harness or something? What has he got?
That's his beard.
No, that's his COVID mask.
Is it, what is it? I can't see. It's too far away. What is that, Haney?
It's either a bird's nest, a beard, or a COVID mask.
This guy.
What is that?
It's a very matted beard.
But his beard is white like Santa. He's got a graying mustache, and his hair doesn't have a speck of gray in it. Looks like he's wearing some kind of football shoulder, a chin strap.
What a dick.
Either that or he stuck his face in some whipped cream pie.
Stealing toner from the people.
This guy is with no shame at all.
Well, I'll tell you, I wouldn't surprise me if he was Antifa.
Yeah.
Shame!
Shame!
Bring out your dead!
Shame!
Bring out your dead!
Shame!
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 Bring out your dead! Bring out your dead!
Shame!
Shame!
Shame! Shame!
Yes. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. The shame of it all, that is just... we'll be back.
Steal from the
Yeah,
library.
How dare he?
Shame! 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 We'll
be back. Now's just the right time to freshen up that portable radio of yours. Best way to do that, of course, is to have it checked by your radio man. He's a radio expert, and because your radio man knows from experience what's best for your portable, he'll recommend
Stan and Haney.
They're radio engineered for extra listening hours.
96 J-Rock.
And we're great companions on a trip. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Al Beck coming up to take you through your Wednesday night. Sure, I'll have a...
Go easy on him.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't found out about Van Halen yet.
He knows about it now, I think. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. Slater Road and Bayshore Road. Fort Myers, disabled vehicle. Colonial Boulevard and Fowler Street. And in Estero, got a crash. River Ranch Road and Corkscrew Road. And you are up to date.
All the sea snakes, and when the waves come, you should listen to him scream as the tide runs down his legs and name. Call him Little Bastard and name. Say it to his face. He says, don't call me Little Bastard, call me Snake.
Little bastard, all fish belly white.
Say to his face,
all fish belly white. Where's the drums and a tank top shirt? And when his grandma sees a man with a knife,
you're gonna get hurt.
Call him little bastard.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Love my students. They have some weird names, which can be kind of awkward. Parents are giving out some weird names, which is fine. I think that's great. Give your kid a weird name. You just can't get mad at me if I can't pronounce or spell your weird name. That's all I think, right? A girl got mad at me recently because I misspelled her name on the board for everyone to see, which can be embarrassing. I understand that. But her name was Rose. I don't think you can misspell that word, right? She goes, yeah, it's R-O-Z-E. Well, I'm pretty sure your parents were wrong, right? Looks like when they had you, they made two mistakes. Another kid, his name was spelled G-A-G-N-O-N, like gagging on. Like, you all right, man? What are you gagging on? Everything good? This is kind of a weird name, whatever. I call him that all year long until the end of the year. I heard his girlfriend. She goes, hey, Ganyan, come here. Because it was French. I was like, dude, I've been calling you Gaganon for 9 months. You didn't say anything. He goes, I just kind of thought you were being a jerk. Well, I just thought your parents were weird. I don't know.
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Hi, sweetheart.
Is this Fat Pat?
It sure is. How's my little cocker spaniel?
Oh, Fat Pat, I haven't heard from you in so long. How are you, sweetheart? I'm doing fine.
How's that Battle of the Bulge going, honey?
Pat, don't even ask. It is out of control, this whole COVID thing, and I'm eating more than I've ever eaten before. You know Haney, don't you? He brings in candy and all kinds of stuff for us to try in here, and it's all sugar, Fat Pat. It's all sugar, and I'm eating it. He's eating it. Junior's eating it. We're giving it to staff and stuff. It's all sugar, and it's just making me fat.
Well, honey, that's where you're wrong.
What do you mean?
A little sugar boost in the afternoon is good for you.
Now, Fat Pat, you're an expert. I was always told back in the day we used to, you want to get the kids all riled up, you give them sugar. But I'm told scientifically, you eat that sugar, you're in for a bigger crash. You crash, and then it makes you hungrier, and you eat more.
No, honey, because what kind of candy are you giving you?
Sugar candy, pixie sticks, gobstoppers, pop rocks.
Oh, come on. Pixie sticks are the best, honey. It is all sugar, but it's the best thing for you because it's all just powdered sugar and it just goes right down the hatch.
So
it gives you lots of energy, okay. And it's just a little bit. It's just a little bit.
All right. So do you now, I haven't seen you in so long, Fat Pat. Do you eat a lot of sugary foods?
Hi, I'm not eating anything right now. I'm purging.
You're purging? How long have you been purging? Fat Pat, have you lost some weight?
Well, I'm trying. It's not working. It doesn't come off like it used to.
Oh, don't I know it, sweetheart. Don't I know it. So you're purging.
I got a confession to make, honey.
Okay, baby.
I've been a little bit naughty.
You've been naughty?
A little bit.
Fat Pat, is this why you're purging?
Uh-huh.
What did you do? What did you do, Fat Pat?
Well, honey, I've shown you my portfolio before when I was a fitness model in the 80s.
I remember you came to the studio one time, back in the day. You had that three-binder notebook with the plastic slide-in pages, and you had all of your, like, 8x10s of the work you did. It was pretty impressive.
Yeah, the string bikinis,
yeah.
And the thongs,
yeah.
Where I'd pose backwards and clench my butt cheeks real hard.
Yep, some of them are pretty hot pictures. They were very, very, for the day, woo!
But if you remember why I showed you those pictures, honey, it's because before every one of those pictures that looked so hot and sexy, yeah. I would have just been purging.
So wait a second. Back in your modeling days, you were purging. You can fast, and then purging is like what the race jockeys call flipping, throwing up.
You get yourself a little syrup and get the cat. And I learned, and I'm not proud of this, okay? But I learned.
Oh, you're among friends, Fat Pat. Don't bother putting it delicately. Just come right out and tell me.
Well, everybody knows that you purge by throwing up, but I learned a technique where I could force myself to get the diarrhea, too. And that's 5 pounds right there.
Wait a second. So, and again, I'm glad you prefaced it, Pat.
Don't ask me what the secret is. But, because nobody should be doing that, honey.
No, that's so unhealthy. Coming out of both ends.
But if you really have to.
Yes.
Just squirt some mayonnaise out. Let it sit on the counter for about 90 minutes and then just eat it. And then you're good to go.
But that's not. Now tell me. That's what you did in your modeling days. You're over that, and you're purging right now, and you're not doing that. You're not eating tabletop warm mayonnaise to give yourself some intestinal thing.
Honey, I don't know if I'm having a midlife crisis or what.
I would think you're beyond that.
I made the mistake of putting up, my booty shots. Put up my booty shots and my glamour shots from the 80s.
Yeah.
And I put them up on the photogram.
Yeah.
I was a big fat piece of crud in high school.
How bad was it in high school for you? Because those pictures don't reflect some fat piece of crud in high school. I mean, you were beautiful.
Well, it wasn't until I got out of high school that I said, fat, get off me for the first time.
Yep, and it became your mantra. It became our mantra.
And boy, I could keep it off for 6 months, then get fat for 6 months. And, the whole yo-yo thing. You know it better than I do by now.
That is so unhealthy. Oh, baby.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.